Unit 21. Task 4. Listen to this interview with Sarah Almy, a website designer, and follow the instructions in your student's book.
Good morning. In the studio with me is Sarah Almy, a web designer from Media Express. Sarah, what should we do before we start building a website?
First of all, you should plan it carefully. You have to decide what sort of information you're going to include and how you are going to organise the contents. You should also plan a home page. This is the starting point of your website, like the table of contents of a book. So, it's a good idea to design the website on paper first. Making a few diagrams will help you divide the contents and clarify the relationships between the documents.
That sounds sensible. What editing tool do you recommend?
I recommend using a web editor. It will make it easier to create your pages. You can download a web editor from the internet.
Right. I suppose a big part of the job is writing the text and formatting the web pages.
Yes. You need to type the text and decide the formatting effects. You can apply styles to text to add emphasis or to make it more appealing to your readers.
OK. What about graphics and sounds?
Well, that's the next step. You can insert all sorts of computer images and sounds, but they should have a clear purpose, some sort of communicative intention. Don't insert photos or animations just to make the pages look nice. And avoid placing a large number of graphics on your pages.
Why is that?
Because graphics can take a long time to download, and visitors give up if the pages take too long to appear.
I see. Any advice about the use of colour?
It's fun to experiment with colour. You may like to choose different colours for the background and the text, but make sure that all the text is easy to read and don't use very bright colours.
OK. What's next?
Once you've created and saved a few pages, it's time to join them together with hyperlinks. A good design principle is not to put too many links on one page. People may lose patience or get distracted. And check that all the links on your web pages are correct, since web addresses sometimes change.
So, careful with the links. What shall I do if I decide to publish my web pages on the internet?
OK. To publish your web pages, you have to find a web server and then transfer all the files from your PC to the server. This is called going live. But before that, you should open the pages in your browser to see how they will look online. This will allow you to check that all the links work and view any animation on your pages in action.
Right. Any final comment?
Yes. Try to keep the pages updated. Improve the content and design if necessary. And the final touch? Include the date to show that your site is up to date.
Thank you very much.